Hola sobrinos, it's your favorite auntie, Tia Maria. This is the Café y Consejos podcast. Each week, I sit for a cup of coffee with a new guest as we talk coffee and anything and everything under the umbrella, and maybe even a little chisme. So grab a cup and let's chat.
In this week's episode, I sit with Vanessa Corluñu, the Biz Bruja, as we discuss a letter I received from a sobrina regarding consent and boundaries in the Reiki world. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Maria, how are you? I'm doing good.
I'm doing good. So glad you're here because I know you are like the guru when it comes to this. I know a little bit about Reiki. I don't know too much. So I mean, hopefully you can maybe enlighten some things. But before we get into that, first coffee, as always, I'm drinking my Butelo Café con Leche as usual. Are you a coffee drinker or a tea drinker?
I have to admit with a little shame. Well, not shame. I only have coffee when somebody's reading the coffee rinds. That's it. So yes, I'm a big tea drinker and I just love it. And mate and tea. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so, I like mate tea. I feel like it actually gives me a little bit the same amount of energy, if not more, than a cup of coffee. So it's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So the message that I got, this came from Leticia in Denver. And I'll just read this and says, "Hola, tía. I'm not much of a bruja, but I know it's real. And I have a question about Reiki. Recently, I came down with a horrible pneumonia and was out of work for 2 weeks. A coworker told me she had sent Reiki energy to me while I was away. While I'm sure her intentions were good, it didn't sit well with my spirit and I legit felt annoyed. I thanked her anyway, but isn't there some bruja rule about this? How do I know it wasn't my leojo?" And that was from Leticia in Denver. All your legit questions if you're not sure what Reiki is. But can you explain to everyone what Reiki is?
Absolutely. And so Reiki is two things, right? Reiki is universal life force energy. So it is actually the energy that we channel when we practice Reiki. So when she said, "I sent you Reiki," she meant I sent you universal life force energy. And the second thing that it is the actual practice, a healing practice. So Reiki is an actual healing practice that comes from Japan. And then it's the actual energy that we send while we're doing the session. And I mean, everybody has access to universal life force energy. It's like chi, like prana, like vibes. You know, there's so many different words for energy. This particular practice comes from the creator Mikao Usui from Japan, right? In the early like 1900s. And then it's been passed on through initiations through people who practice it now. And she asked if there's some sort of bruja rule, right?
Yeah.
Well, there definitely is a Reiki rule that you're supposed to, one, ask people if you can send them Reiki. And if you cannot ask them, say they're in a coma, say that they're babies, say that they don't speak the same language, something like that. What you would do is you would send it to them, but in your prayer, in your intention, it would be like, if their higher self receives it and accepts it, great, send it to them. And if their higher self, their deeper self, their soul doesn't want it, send it to the earth. And so like, that's the way I train my people. I would say, number one, first ask people, don't send stuff that people don't want. And two, if somebody is in a jam, like in a coma, or they're a baby, or they don't speak the language, or you can't get a hold of them, you could do a prayer and say, if they want it, let them receive it. If not, let it go to the earth. But it can feel intrusive, like the way that this person is sharing.
Yeah, I can totally understand what that person is feeling. I mean, coming from, you know, our Latinx culture, we have a lot of like what people call what's the word? Ya se me olvidó la palabra. Superstitions.
Supersticiones, sí.
Yeah.
Superstitions.
Exactly. Because she asked, she's like, how do I know if it wasn't my leojo? So I'm like, I feel like maybe that's what she was thinking because of the not understanding of what Reiki is. And even though she maybe felt like the, you know, her coworker said she, I'm sure her intentions were good. Not understanding and not knowing what it is kind of was what led to her feeling, you know, like she felt violated in some type of way, like there was no consent in some type of way. So are there, when you explain the ethics and you explain the rules, are there gray areas of consent? Like you said, I guess there is a communication, lack of communication.
Yes. Yes. And like, you know, because I've mentioned it to you that my partner's sick with COVID, I'm recovering. My partner doesn't believe in any of this, but because I have a big old Reiki circle of students that I trained, I said to him, all you need to say is yes, that you'll receive the energy. Will you receive it? He's like, I don't believe in anything anyway. Sure. Right. And so they were all sending energy. And I said, please send us energy. We're doing really well. Of course, he'll never, ever even believe that it was anything related to that. But he's like miraculously doing well. Okay. Because he has a lung issue. He has a lung issue. And so wow. I would say, yeah, it was very scary for me to, you know, but now I'm witnessing how well he's doing. And so what I would say is that, yeah, we have to be more mindful because everybody has different cultural backgrounds, right? And so for somebody to be like, I sent you Reiki, well, maybe that person doesn't know what Reiki is. And they're like, ¿Qué me mandó? ¿Qué es eso?
Yeah.
¿Qué fue? Right? And I'll tell you, like, even I don't like people doing things that I don't ask for. And so my students know that and they ask, like, can I send you Reiki tomorrow? And I'm like, yes, thank you. But I've also been interviewed online once. I was interviewed and somebody, while I was being interviewed live, they had their, what they said, their official reader on watching us. And that person started to do a reading on my soul without asking me, oh, Vanessa is one of the divine 63 seeds that are on the planet, whatever, whatever. So it wasn't like anything insulting. It was probably something nice, but I was just sitting there. I was like, who's that writing that, you know? And the person's like, oh, that's our official whatever reader. But I was just like, I don't, no me gusta, no me gusta. I think it's very important for us to honor that we have different cultures. I think it's important that we honor boundaries. You know, I think that many people are not even comfortable with regular boundaries. And so they trample over spiritual and energetic ones every day.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's one thing that actually, it's so funny you mentioned that, because when I used to like supervise a team of nurses, one thing I used to say, I used to tell them, was like, be responsible for the energy you bring into the floor. And it was just because you can tell if someone is not having a bad day, even if they don't mention it, or even if they don't speak, they could have a flat affect, like no facial expressions or anything. You know, you can feel the energies that they're either not happy or something's going on. People have said it, you know, when they walk into a room, you can feel the energy in the room. Like, it's the same thing. And I'm not sure I've had any, you know, type of experience where I felt violated in that type of way. I think maybe because of, like, I know what these things are. But what should people do, like, in this situation? Should she have a conversation with her coworker? Should people bring that up if it's that, just, you know, that if it bothers them that much?
I think if it bothers you that much, you should bring it up. Because if it's something that now is going to weigh on you and cause distortion, cause issues between you and someone, maybe saying something, I mean, even in a joking way or even in a direct way, like, hey, when you said you sent me Reiki, I didn't even know what you meant. Not that I am questioning your intention or anything, but, you know, in my world, we're like, what is that? What did you send me? So I would like it if in the future, if you wanted to send me anything or think of me or pray for me in any way, that you ask for my permission first. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think that there's nothing wrong with doing that. We don't know how people are going to take it. Remember, people can also be very fussy and very ultra sensitive. And instead of understanding that it's not about you, it's that this person's asking you to honor their boundaries, they might take it personally. At the same time, if it's something that's that important to you, I think you should talk about it. Like personally, I do not want people writing me, telling me that they're reading me.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Right? I don't like it. I don't want it. Do I hold public readings, right? And I've held public Reiki sessions. And I always say, I am assuming that if you are here, that you are allowing me to send Reiki to you. And then they're like, yes, 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 yes. And if you are, do not want it, please go now, right? And then they all, you know, they all stay. But, and then I always say, hi, if there is a reading involved, I'm like, something's coming through. Do I have my permission to share it with you? And they're like, oh, of course, that's why I'm here. Okay, here it is. But I think that people are beginning to learn that. I was in a clubhouse conversation where people told me that now they're beginning to hear that. And I think that we need to honor boundaries of intuition, boundaries of Reiki, energy healing, boundaries of prayer. You know, I have a sister who's gay and there were family members who were like, I'm praying for you, Miha, I'm praying for you. So it goes away, you know? And my mom was so insulted at the time. My mom and I were so insulted, and my sister, when we heard it, we were like, you know, and I was in shock, I think, and my sister, and my mom is like, have you prayed for your own soul for being such a loud mouth, you know? Like, my mother's like, una boca tan grande. She's like, why don't you pray for yourself that if you might bite your tongue, you might die of poisoning, something like that. I don't know what she said, but the woman was like, what? You know, and it was a family thing, but they clearly got that my mom was like, do not pray on my kid for being gay. Like, let the person be who they are. And so, but people do pray for that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's invasive as well. And so I think it's important to say, please, no, thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. It's, you know, I mean, it's similar to, you know, in the medical field, because, you know, I'm a nurse. When, before we treat you, we get your consent.
Yeah.
Right. Even if, like, I have a sister who is a massage therapist, you get consent before you provide the service. It's the same thing. It's a boundary. Like, in, if you're, I'm sure you've had this experience where your massage therapist would ask you, is this okay? Is that okay? You know, what are your boundaries? So it's the same thing, because we're not just humans, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So there are spiritual boundaries and there are our physical boundaries.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought that up about massage. So in Reiki, when that person said they sent her Reiki, they meant they were sending long distance Reiki, but usually we do Reiki sessions in person. We've only all started doing long distance now because of COVID. But normally you'd have, like, I used to have people come into my healing room and I would talk to them about what Reiki was. And then I'd be like, can I touch you? I don't even, cause you can hover over a body like by 6 inches when you're doing a treatment, or you could place hands on the body. Right. And when I train people, I'm always telling them, you know, and even if they say that you can touch them, I was like, never put your hands around somebody's neck. Never put your hands on their chest. Do not put hands around the pelvic area, mm-hmm. around the genital area, around the lower back, going into the booty area. I'm like, hover, hover, hover. And don't even hover that if they suddenly move, that they touch your hands. Hover above, you know, and it's like, and it's that whole training of, people need to feel comfortable to receive a treatment. And so there's a whole protocol around that, like an in-person Reiki training, Reiki session, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, when you were saying that, it reminded me of an experience that I had in a massage place. And it was like one of those like mall Chinese massage areas, which I love because I always get that deep muscle tissue, you know? And it was a gentleman and he just went straight for the bottom area, like the buttocks area, the glutes. And I felt better afterwards. My back felt better afterwards. So clearly I needed it. But when he went straight there without asking, it just started to feel so awkward for me inside. I was just like, oh God, this is weird, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's the same experience that Leticia, I'm sure, was probably feeling that way. It just felt awkward. And if it really bothers you, you know, just talk to that coworker. It seems like maybe they do mean well, but don't know too much. Maybe they're just Reiki beginners. We don't know. So why don't you tell everyone what you do, how they can reach you, where to find you, and all that.
Thank you, Maria. So I am the Biz Bruja, and I am a psychic medium, an energy worker. I have a school called the School of Healing Artes, where you can train in Reiki and a pay what you can rate, and Akashic Records and an intuitive 8-week journey. One-on-one, I do Akashic Records and hypnosis. So if you're looking for any support to help you break through some ancestral patterns, to connect your intuition, just find me on Instagram at thebizbruja.com or at thebizbruja.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Vanessa, for being here. This was amazing. I'm sure we're going to have opportunities to do this more again in the future, because you are a bucket of knowledge and wisdom, and I look up to you, so I appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your podcast. I really like being here with you.
Thank you, and thank you all for listening. Until next time.
All right, let's move on to the tarot message of the week. Okay, this week's card tarot message of the week is the 12th card in the Major Arcana. It's the Sundance card. For the traditional card, this would be the Hangman. So this week, in this card, you know, there's a lot of self-annihilation right now. This is what it represents. So, or it's questioning. It's something you should question. Are you self-sabotaging yourself? Are you blocking your own blessings? This is what we need to reflect on this week. The card is asking us to surrender. Surrender to the greater good. Surrender and just let things be. And sit back and watch those blessings roll in. That is the message of the week. Thank you so much for listening, Sobrinos. Please remember to follow on Instagram and Facebook at Café y Consejos Podcast. Every Saturday, I host a free meditation session on Instagram Live, so make sure to check out for that. You can also buy a Tia cup of coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TiaMaria. And as always, remember, tu tia loves you. Siempre pa'lante y portate bien.